Welcome to The Ether. Today is Tuesday, June 14th, 2022. Today on The Ether, Trippy Planet, an AMA with one planet, hosted by Wrecked Wolf. Let's take a listen. Trippy listen.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, everyone. Doing good. You?
Yeah, pretty good.
Cool. Let me share a bit the links around.
Yeah, I'll tweet it out.
Put it in the Discord.
Yeah, actually, we need the One Planet guys. Oh, they're coming. Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you? What an honor to be here.
The honor is all ours. Long time we didn't chat.
Yeah, but we are here together and we are going to, you know, host this AMA within not only this time, but we'll have a few within near future. So yeah, I'm really excited to be here in front of the Wolf community, and yeah, so excited about it. Thank you for hosting this and inviting us in.
Yeah, likewise, thanks for showing up and listened to the AMA yesterday, and a lot of our community listened to the AMA yesterday, and I think they were really super interested and inspired by, you know, what was shared at that AMA. So hopefully we'll kind of have that similar vibe and talk a little bit more about Trippy Wolves and Wrecked Wolf as a whole. But I think it's still very interesting to talk about Polygon and One Planet. I think, you know, a lot of folk are very curious about the ecosystem and how this migration process is going to happen. So I think that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, that's great. I would love to thoroughly explain about the whole migration support program, and also what we are going to do together with Wrecked Wolf. So yeah, you will mainly talk about Trippy Wolf, I guess, and I can explain about, you know, what we're doing, what Polygon Studios to make a dedicated marketplace and, you know, community hub on the blockchain. And also explain, you know, what is the advantage for the community to come over to Polygon and explore the new ecosystem alongside with their, you know, familiar marketplaces and familiar projects on Terra.
Sounds awesome. All right. I think we can get started. We have a few folk in the Twitter spaces, so welcome. Thank you for joining this slightly impromptu Twitter space. We're going to have lots of fun with the folk at One Planet. I think they're doing an amazing job of helping out these Terra NFT communities and these projects migrate to Polygon. So that's going to be kind of the bulk of the discussion today. I'm a Berserker, co-founder of Wrecked Wolf. And with me, I have a good friend, Bess.
Hey everyone, I'm Bess Sorop. So I'm the co-founder of Wrecked Wolf, and I'm really excited to be here today to talk with you all.
Yeah, thanks. And we have Inch from One Planet. I'll let you introduce yourself, Inch.
Nice to meet you all. My name is Inch. I'm a lead of business development at One Planet.
Very cool. All right, so let's get started. So everyone is quite familiar with what happened, you know, with the Terra crash and how all these projects are kind of scrambling in order to remint on different blockchains, or some have decided to stay on Terra 2.0. We've had many Twitter spaces with different ecosystems, and kudos to One Planet, who I think is the only marketplace offering the migration to these Terra NFT communities, and that migration is going to be to Polygon. So many of our users are asking themselves this question: how did this decision came about that y'all have decided, one, to help out these Terra NFT communities migrate, and two, why was the decision kind of Polygon of you know, there are several blockchains. I think Polygon is a good pick, but how was that decision made there?
So actually, we've been talking to several foundations of other blockchains right after Terra crash happened. Thankfully, they actually admired the track record that we had on Terra and what we've been doing. So yeah, we had a chance. We are so thankful of it. We had a chance to talk to the foundations of many other blockchains. And you know, when they appraised us of what we've been doing on Terra, we've always pointed out that, you know, we've not really done it by ourselves, but what we could do on Terra and the impacts that we all made on Terra NFTs was based on the talents behind the projects and the amazing community that we had on Terra. So yeah, we were preaching out that, you know, it would be really valuable if they can not only onboard us to the blockchain, their blockchain, but also if they can bring our fellow builders on Terra and our, you know, precious community, you know, maybe provide, you know, a chance to our precious community to explore their blockchain, it would be more value add to their, you know, their blockchain. So yeah, that was actually what we've been saying and how we had the chance to, you know, explore all the options that we had. And to talk about the Polygon, why we chose Polygon is that, you know, the blockchain and the foundation of the blockchain, especially Polygon Studios, was the one who was most interested in, you know, what I just explained. So yeah, the CEO of Polygon Studios, Ryan Wyatt, he was directly talking to us, and he really highly valued of the Terra NFT community. And he really thought that it would be something that Polygon has always been needed. Because to talk about Polygon NFT ecosystem, the trading volume of NFTs was already quite big. So when we compare it to Terra, it was already among 2.5 or 3 to 1 to Terra. So the volume was quite big, but the problem was that, you know, there were a lot of, you know, projects that used the blockchain as a scalability solution. So, you know, there were a lot of, you know, gaming items and metaverse items, which was leveraged to use Polygon, using Polygon to, you know, make more blockchain on-chain interactions within their project or, you know, their platform. But, you know, there wasn't unique kind of culture or unique kind of community that we've had on Terra. So yeah, so he was thinking, and the whole foundation was thinking that if those two can be combined, we can absolutely make a wonderful NFT environment and, you know, the ecosystem with, you know, great quality projects with scalability and also amazing talents with creativity from Terra and also, you know, this amazingly supportive community that is also coming from Terra. So yeah, so actually they were the one who was most interested in this initiative. And, you know, also Polygon was, you know, we evaluated all the blockchains with the possibilities of, you know, the prosperity of NFT technology. And yeah, actually Polygon was on top rank on both evaluation parts. So yeah, that is why we chose Polygon, and we are really happy that we could partner up with Polygon Studios to provide the support to Terra NFT projects and also to the Terra NFT holders, so we can, you know, provide the technical support to migrate their NFTs to Polygon and also provide a little incentives for them to, you know, come over through this, you know, hard times that, you know, we've been all together in. So yeah, that is how, you know, we chose Polygon, and, you know, we are proud of the fact that, you know, we are doing it with all of you guys here.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, thanks for that detailed explanation. Seeing what happened in the NFT scene now, or I guess we have some hindsight from the crash. It's been a little over a month now. So we kind of see that a lot of projects are making decisions to move to another blockchain, and they're kind of moving there alone. So they're migrating their community, which is good, but there's not that you know, partnership or that big community feeling that we had on Terra, where several projects were kind of all working together, and they kind of have to reestablish themselves on this new chain they migrate to. So doing this together, I think, is a really unique idea. And I think it's a great idea as well. As the saying goes, right, if you want to go fast, you move alone. And a lot of projects kind of already migrated. But if you want to go far, you have to go together. So hoping that we do establish, or, you know, the projects that are moving. And there are a few. I think I saw the list. I think there's over 10 projects. I don't remember all the names, but today you had a big announcement with Derby Stars, right? That's going to be moving to Polygon as well. And us, Trippy Wolves, are going to be moving to Polygon as well. So I believe, you know, you'll have a few folk from Terra that are actually going to be all moving together to one blockchain, discovering that blockchain and kind of establishing a new like Terra community on Polygon. So I'm excited for it. I think Bess was really excited about that aspect as well, of moving as a whole instead of just kind of piecemealing.
Yeah, I was really excited about the idea of moving the culture from Terra to another chain like Polygon, because the NFTs on Terra was kind of particular. So it was not so big in terms of volume compared to Solana or to Ethereum or to those two chains, but it was very organized and very, very, there was not a lot of noise, because the community was around the launch pads, and then the projects that were launching, everyone. So it was literally focused around the utility and the quality around the project. So every project was trying really to present themselves in the best way in order to catch up on the community. And that type of approach in which we really managed to force the projects to raise the bar in order that if they wanted to mint out or to be successful, that also helped also the community to understand better and also to value in a different way the projects. And that is something that, for example, on Ethereum or on the other chains, it's missing, because there is a lot of noise. Let's say even what we were doing in the last weeks on Ethereum with the free mints, or it's a lot of stuff. There is a lot of opportunities, but it's too much noise, so you cannot focus on something. You don't have the time to analyze the projects or to really make decisions that don't require like 5 seconds, you know, to make decisions that in which you really take those days in which you see the projects, you analyze them, then you hear them, and then you decide if to mint or not. And that's something that we really now, after how much, okay, after 1 month and a half after the crash, we start to feel it as a community that is missing. And probably it's something that it can be recreated on another chain. And the projects alone from Terra, they couldn't do it. It's very hard to transplant that type of community and that type of culture as alone. So through a launchpad that is coming from Terra, that is bringing over projects from Terra, and especially the community there, you automatically also are moving on the other chain, also the culture that you had on the other chain. And that is exactly what excites me the most. It is the opportunity to recreate a small Terra that we had before. It is to recreate it in another place. And as we were saying before, Polygon has a lot of potential, because it has all the tools necessary. What Polygon is missing at the moment, it is missing a PFP culture that should be created. And I think this is a starting point. You know, it's not something ready, but it's something that it can be worked on, and it can be developed together.
Yeah, you're right. All the infrastructure is there on Polygon, right? It's a chain that's dare I say, a little older than the other chains, and it's not even that old, but it's a chain that's been established. The tools are there. The contracts are there. Infrastructure is excellent, right? So you can focus as a content creator on the content. So if, whatever, that's a game, or that's a meme culture, such as Wrecked Wolf, or whether it's, you know, things like analytics or project reviews, you can really focus on that, on your content, and less on the tech, which we kind of had at the end of Terra, but in the beginning of Terra NFTs, you know, we didn't have that much tech. And Inch, you can, I'm sure you know this better than us, right? So how excited are you, or I guess with the new tools or toys you can play with now on this EVM?
Yeah, so, you know, to talk about the tech environment, Polygon, actually it is incomparable to Terra. So yeah, it is, you know, EVM chain, and, you know, the smart contract is based on, you know, Ethereum on every chain. So yeah, it is, you know, one of the most well, you know, developed environments compared to any other blockchains. And also, you know, with this unique scalability solutions, actually there are a lot more options even compared to, you know, Ethereum itself. So yeah, when we are talking about Ethereum, we always think about, you know, the, you know, high gas fees and low transaction speed, low TPS. But, you know, when we come to Polygon, you can, you know, safely validate the verification can be, you know, can be done on layer one, and, you know, you can scale up, you know, your dApps and your projects with this, you know, with this high TPS and low gas fees on Polygon. So yeah, it is just, you know, general benefits of using Polygon. But, you know, when we come to, you know, NFT sense, so yeah, so let's think about the past times that we had on Terra. So there were no standard of, you know, NFTs. So the NFT projects had to, you know, develop their own smart contracts. So actually we've been doing same things at the same time, you know, just, you know, hiring our own devs, and, you know, all the, you know, within a few months, the consequence was, you know, we were showing the same evolvements from every projects. But, you know, that isn't going to happen on Polygon. And, you know, on Polygon, for example, you know, I think many of you will be aware of the fact that, you know, on Terra, some of the marketplace minted the NFTs for the projects without any extensional functions integrated in the smart contracts. So, you know, if we think about the projects who wanted to burn their NFTs, burn existing NFTs, and, you know, provide some perks to the holders who burn their NFTs to mint another one, or, you know, maybe receiving some kind of IR merch or something, that was, you know, technically impossible. So they had to safe stake it, or, you know, just send it to a wallet, keep it, and just, you know, pretend it was burnt or something. But when we go to Polygon, actually, burning NFTs will be one of the basic functions that would be integrated in your standard ERC-721 contract, of course, also ERC-1155. So yeah, so there will be a lot of, you know, technologies and functions already pre-developed on the scene, and we would, you know, we will be able to focus on adding more creativeness, and also maybe thinking about and, you know, developing additional features that will add, you know, unique dynamics or unique utilities to the projects. So that is something that will help the projects stepping up to another level. And also for the community, they won't really need to wait for the projects to let you stake your NFT or let you burn your NFT. It is already there. They can just build on top of that. So, you know, you will be easily be able to, you know, enjoy all the dynamics that will be added, the utilities that will be added to the NFT that you're holding, and also expecting what unique feature is coming after that. So yeah, I think it will, you know, it will make a lot more fun to hold NFTs. And I'm glad that, you know, our fellow builders who are coming to Polygon with us will be able to do that. And to leak some alpha, you know, during the migration process, we will enable those kind of additional functions that is standardized and can be utilized on EVM environments to be integrated into the ERC-721 contract to mint your new NFTs on Polygon. So yeah, they will be able to build on top of that directly after the migration.
Yeah, sounds cool, right? I remember, there's some basic tools we didn't have on Terra that were being built out, to be fair, but the chain here is a little more mature, so the tech is more developed, which is obviously, mm-hmm. A positive.
Do you mean that you can use the Nansen versus our Excel sheet?
Our Excel sheet, I think we should revive the Excel sheet for Polygon NFTs. I haven't seen anyone publishing that. Yeah, we'll do advanced analytics on Excel, so that'll be fun. But in all fairness, I guess we can talk a bit about our vision at RecWolf of migrating the Trippy Wolves to Polygon. So obviously the Trippy Wolves have never been minted. They were supposed to be minted on May 15th, I think, was the date that we had with Luarth. And then the cousin thing happened. So then we moved them from Luarth. And they were supposed to be minted on MintDAO afterwards. And we had a date there too, which was, I think, early June or something like that. And then the crash happened. So that didn't happen, and now we're we're going to One Planet and Polygon with the Trippy Wolves. So as promised, if you safe stake your wrecked wolf, even if you sold it, but you safe stake for the appropriate duration of time as per instructions, you will be airdropped. So this is different from the wrecked wolf collection, which will be a mint. This will be an airdrop on Polygon, so you have nothing to pay. It's just going to show up in your wallet, and you can kind of enjoy that NFT. But it will have very similar utility as the RecWolf OG collection. This has been pre-established by the DAO, and you'll have access to all the cool analytics. And hopefully, we're thinking of doing these Polygon project reviews. As I'm not familiar with, all the educational aspect around Polygon NFTs, and we think this is an unmet need where we can, as Wrecked Wolf, educate the community a little more on Polygon NFTs. And as Bess was saying earlier, nurture that culture that we had on Terra. I think a lot of smart folk were on the Terra blockchain. And a lot of people really wanted to understand the NFT project before investing, compared to Ethereum or Solana, where it's mainly like degenning, right? You just mint and flip. You don't really care what the project is about. Maybe you look at the art. It's fine. Okay, I'll mint and then I'll sell 15 minutes later. So that's unhealthy culture. And I think that's kind of a little bit of the EVM culture or the soul culture, unfortunately. So we're hoping to kind of establish something that's more robust, something that we had on Terra, where people researched the projects and then the community was built out and then they kind of launched on these launch pads and the community followed the project along. They were more patient with the project. The projects had nicer roadmaps and truly delivered, on the roadmaps. So kind of trying to bring that to Polygon, I think would be very valuable for us as a community and for Terra NFT projects that are moving over to Polygon as well. So, Bess.
Yeah, and all this actually does not change at all our roadmap that we had from the day one in RecWolf. So to expanding to different chains. So that does not mean that we are. With the future collection, we are not going on the other chains that will be interesting to go. That is part of the journey, and it is probably here was at the right time, a very good opportunity to bring over the culture from Terra all together, and also the community. So And that is something, if we manage even to do 10, 20, 30% to bring over that culture on another chain and to maintain it, would be amazing, because it was something that was missing on the other chains. And if with the help of the 3P walls and together with other projects that are migrating, and also with the partnerships with One Planet, we managed to do that, for me, that would be a really, really huge success. And in parallel to that, of course, Rekt Wolf in the future will work on the roadmap that was, as we said, from the day one, we are a multi-chain DAO, so we'll be expanding based on the opportunities and based on what makes sense more.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people are very curious on the timelines. That's the number one question we get is when. So Inch, could you comment a little bit on the when of, you know, the migration for Terra NFT projects, and maybe a little more detail around the Trippy Wool airdrop? When do you expect that to happen, and the future launch pad?
Yeah, so actually we started developing on the migration of our whole platform and all the, you know, process that is needed for the NFT projects migration from the end of May. And we think it will take about a couple months for us to be prepared with, you know, all the openings of the migration process, and also we open up our marketplace so you can trade your NFTs on Polygon. So it will be around end of July, and we are expecting to have, you know, the Trippy Wolf to be airdropped around the period. So when the market is open and the migration process is open, so people are migrating their NFTs to Polygon, you will have your Trippy Wolf airdropped in your Polygon wallet, which would be the address of the MetaMask wallet that you submitted when you are, you know, sending your Trippy Wolf to safe stake it. So yeah, that is the estimate that we are having. And also it will take about a extra month for us to open up the launch pads for the upcoming projects. So you will also be able to meet the projects that you were looking forward to, you know, mint and hold around end of August. Yeah, so that is the timeline that we are expecting right now.
Cool. Just a small detail regarding the Trippy Wolf address. Do not worry. So we did not start yet the whole process of collecting the addresses. And that process will be quite simple. The addresses will be the same as for the Rekt Wolf. So if you submitted the migration of your Rekt Wolf to Ethereum, though that address will be also valid for Polygon. So that is quite quite easy. The only ones that we'll be collecting a bit later, it will be the people that got a whitelist for the Trippy Wolf, but they don't have a Rekt Wolf, but that is a case part. So do not worry about the Trippy Wolf addresses, because the process will start a bit later, and you did not miss anything, so no worries.
Yeah, if you don't enter an address, Bess is going to enter his, so, you know, be careful.
But 2050 wolves, so I'm happy.
yeah, it's a lot, right? It's a lot. So there's going to be a pretty big overlap between Rekt Wolf and Trippy Wolf holders, obviously. But we're hoping, you know, maybe there is some turnaround there, and we get some new people from the Polygon community. And that's why I wanted to lead this discussion, Inch. So I'll be totally transparent with you. I'm familiar with the games, right, or the gaming NFTs on Polygon, but is there a big community around the NFT scene outside of the gaming ones? Or could you kind of tell us which projects are you excited about on Polygon right now that everyone should be checking out, or anything about the ecosystem that, you know, is unique or interesting that you feel people should start exploring before we actually get to, you know, remint our NFTs?
So yeah, actually, this is the thing that we want to start from now. So we told you that it will take about a couple months for us to open up the, you know, marketplace again, and, you know, let you have the NFTs that you used to own on Terra to be, you know, newly to be fully migrated and to be, you know, and you get it on Polygon network again. So yeah, starting from now, we want to provide you, you know, some opportunities to explore the whole Polygon ecosystem and learn about not only about the NFT projects, but also about, you know, the key dApps and, you know, all the ecosystem out there. So, yeah, I think we can say that many of our community members lost their home, if we can say the blockchain is their home. So, yeah, it is a great chance for you to explore all the other options out there. And we will do our best to provide the information about the Polygon blockchain as a option for you to, you know, have a chance to, you know, be part of it. And so there will be a lot of, you know, campaigns and events that will enable the community to be engaged in. And there also will be some incentives for you just to be part of it. So, yes. So the start point of that is that we actually been sharing a one pager, a Notion one pager with, you know, a lot of the materials that we made to introduce the Polygon ecosystem for the community. So yeah, there is a brief information about the vision of the blockchain and also the key dApps and the volumes of the blockchain and some NFT projects you can take a look at. And we also started, you know, connecting with, you know, existing Polygon NFTs. So yeah, actually there are you know, a lot of amazing projects out there already. And I think there will be a lot of synergies that we can also make with the projects from Terra migrating to Polygon and the projects already existing there. So yeah, I'm expecting a lot of synergies. And yeah, it will be fun if you can take a look out there. And, you know, there's a huge movement of Ethereum NFTs coming to Polygon, you know, including the Sandbox and Decentraland, the two of the biggest metaverse projects out there. So they are migrating their land NFTs to Polygon to enable much more on-chain interactions to be possible on metaverse. So yeah, I think there is a lot of interesting projects and interesting ecosystem. And, you know, actually, to talk about the community, I think it is more fractionalized within this project's level. So what we want to do together with, you know, the builders and the community coming from Terra with us to Polygon and also inviting the existing projects Polygon is, you know, making a hub so we can discuss about, you know, the sins together and share the information about each other and also, you know, discuss what we have to do to make this NFT technology and whole NFT sense to evolve to become another level. So yeah, so I'm really excited about it. And I really would appreciate if you can also share the link of the one pager that I mentioned after this AMA. I think, you know, it will be really helpful for the community members who are researching on other blockchains. There is a brief information about what we've been preparing, and also, you know, the information on Polygon blockchain. And we are going to keep providing that. So yeah, please stay tuned. We'll share a lot more researches about Polygon, so you can learn it easier than just doing your own research. But it is not a financial advice. Of course, you have to do your own research. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, we'll, you know, not financial advice again, but we'll be doing our own bounties as well at RecWolf. We kind of discussed this internally, and we'll launch some bounties to review those blue chip projects on Polygon and kind of get accustomed to the system. I think will be interesting to see what comes out of that. Space Toads, you had a comment? Thank you, Space Toads. I totally agree with what you said here. He's also very excited. Very cool. yeah, so I guess you're totally correct. I think we're going to have to start exploring the system as soon as possible, just like we kind of already started with Ethereum at Wrecked Wolf, and then people created their MetaMask addresses, right? This is kind of the biggest thing, is creating that wallet and then exploring the system a little bit and getting accustomed to it, familiarizing and understanding what the opportunities are on Polygon. So very cool. Bess, did you have any comments around that point?
I'd say that I agree with you in this case. Probably we can open it to the public.
Yeah, sure. If anyone has questions, please come up. We'll be, you know, happy to take some questions. I think there's a Mong here who had a question, so go ahead. Mong, if you want to speak, well, you're on mute. Well, maybe he got rugged by Twitter Spaces. That happens all the time, right? It's something that we see. Okay, well, if anyone else has questions, please, again, feel free to reach out on this Twitter Spaces. It's an AMA. We want to keep it open as much as possible. And I guess I'll provide a little more details around the Trippy Wolves for those that are curious. So for those that have seen the collection, it's going to be uniquely trippy. That's what we like to say. The art has been completely done and for a while now, as I mentioned earlier. And I think, you know, it's inspired from Wrecked Wolf, but the traits are quite different. So in terms of art, I don't think I've seen anything that similar or you know, in that style. I guess there was a lot of trippy derivatives recently, but this is going to be very differentiated in terms of art, and hopefully it's a PFP that you'll like using either on Polygon or just, you know, your basic PFP in the Discord. So for the art, it's going to be very cool. Same access, again, as Wrecked Wolf in terms of Discord. The only nuance here is you can't be part of, you can't be a voting, you can't be part of the council for, you know, if you're holding Trippy Wolf. So there's kind of that discrepancy there. But for the rest, it's very similar in terms of access. And the art is really cool. So for Trippies, that's it. But for Wrecked Wolves, I think a lot of people had questions around that. And just kind of tell you on this Twitter space or take that this opportunity to mention that Wrecked Wolves will be moving to Ethereum Layer 0 this week or next week at the latest. The contracts are done. The website is done. We have some pretty cool art to show off as well that we developed for this migration. So, and Ethereum Layer 0 is compatible with Polygon, right? So if ever you mint on Ethereum and there is a sandbox or a Decentraland opportunity to use your PFP in that, you know, environment, well, you can migrate to Polygon and kind of use that, or vice versa. You know, if you want to go from Polygon to Ethereum, you can do that too, using the Layer 0 Relayer protocol. So that's kind of a small update on Wrecked Wolf and Trippy Wolf. All right, good. So I see there's a, I lost them again. Sorry about that. Let's get him as a speaker. So PBR is a big fan of gaming NFTs. So I don't know if his question is going to be around that. I'm just anticipating. Go ahead, PBR.
Yeah, hey guys. I was just curious, are we going to be locked in to use one planet as a secondary? Not that I'm against it or anything like that, but I know Luart pulled swindly type things on people, and I was just curious.
Yeah, to answer the question, actually, we do not really want to do any kind of harms to your benefits choosing the marketplace on free will. But, you know, based on this whole support program provided by Polygon Studios, we will have a short period of exclusive listing. And I think I can say that it will be 6 months from the opening of the marketplace. So after 6 months, you will be able to trade it on wherever you would like to. But yes, we actually do have exclusive listing period for 6 months. Yeah, that is, you know, that will be the answer for your question. And we want to make you not feel really locked in this contract and, you know, forced to trade on one planet. So we actually would do our best to, you know, make your community and you feel comfortable using one planet, and there would be even, you know, no reason to use other marketplace after that exclusivity period when it is done. So yeah, I'm making my, you know, you have my word that you will be, you know, you'll be happy with trading on One Planet. I'll make that happen.
Yeah, I guess you must get this question a lot in terms of, you know, we're talking about Polygon, right, as this established chain. And obviously, it has an established marketplace and the biggest marketplace, arguably, not even arguably, it is the biggest one in OpenSea, right? So a lot of the volume flows through there. But it's very different, obviously, from One Planet in terms of what it offers. So OpenSea doesn't offer much. It's just a trading spot. So how do you see that, you know, or how do you see that reality, or how do you expect to overcome that challenge of OpenSea being kind of the dominant place for trading NFTs on Polygon?
So first of all, I want to add some of the, you know, answers to the previous question. So actually, the purpose of this exclusivity deal is that we want to maintain the community. We want it not scattered. So we had a little amount of time for us to focus on the community and how we can nurture the community. How can we provide all the supports that, you know, we are capable of to the community? But if, you know, all the supply of NFTs to be scattered to, you know, dozens of marketplaces, and, you know, if we cannot have any attentions from the community that migrated from Terra, it would be really hard for us to do that. So actually, we are not really forcing it to the projects who apply to Art One migration support. But you know, we've been discussing closely with the founders of the projects, and you know, they all did really agree on this term, because you know, we all had a consensus that it will be we will need some time for us to manage the community that we brought from Terra. So yeah, that was the whole purpose. And to compare our goal with OpenSea, so One Planet always has been preaching out that we are not only about, you know, becoming a marketplace that, you know, gets rich from the tree, the protocol fees that we acquire from your trees of NFTs, but we do want to discuss the future of NFT technology, and we want to provide the infrastructures that is needed for also for builders and holders. So we are, you know, introducing ourselves like, you know, building NFT ecosystem. So yeah, when we compare the Polygon, you know, Polygon NFT ecosystem, Polygon NFT sends on, you know, OpenSea, actually, it isn't even possible to, you know, trade NFTs with Matic, which is the native token of Polygon. And also, they are not really concentrating on verifying the, you know, the projects, and they're not curating the quality projects, and they're also really, you know, slow on. So there are a lot of, you know, copycat projects on Polygon, because, you know, on ETH, it will cost you a lot to mint those NFTs, but it is really cheap and fast. So actually, we could see that Trippy Wolf is already there on OpenSea, using Polygon Network. Isn't that right?
Isn't it? Yeah, man. Somebody stole the sneak peeks and minted them on Polygon. And you don't buy it, okay? Don't buy it. It doesn't count. It's not the verified collection.
So not only, you know, not only the difference within, you know, the supports to, you know, verify the projects and curating, so make it as a platform that you can trust and use, but also what we will concentrate on will be really different from other marketplaces. So I think some of you will be familiar with the function called Forge on One Planet, which we showcased with, you know, the function called Assemble and Disassemble with, you know, the robot gaming project Riot Factory. So that is what we are trying to do. So we want to capture some functions or, you know, any tools that is commonly needed among the projects. And, you know, we want to provide the function so the projects can build on top of that. And we also want to be the, you know, become a hub for the community. So all the NFT holders come to the platform and see what is happening with you know the various projects on Polygon, and also decide if the if you want to you know add the utilities out there on one planet to the projects that you're holding. So yeah, think about you are holding Wrecked Wolf, and you want to stake it somewhere, and you know have some ills when you're playing a game. So if there is a mini game on one planet, One Planet Forge, and you are you know having fun playing the game, and you know if you stake a so and there also will be staking function on the Forge. So you stake the NFT, and if you play the game, you will be able to you know have some incentives playing the games. You know just you know doing that, and you know it the decision. So actually, the point is that you know we want the community decide the utilities to be added to the projects that is existing by your wills. So you will be able to go to the council and you will you know tell Bazarab and Berserker that yeah hey guys this function is already out there and it is just built by One Planet. It is built by One Planet. If we adopt it, you know our users will also be able to play the mini games there and also you know get incentives by playing it, and you know when you stake it you will also be able to you know get you will be able to you know so okay so let me explain it again so there will be so if we think there will be staking function and mini games on it, if you play a mini game you will be able to you know earn some incentives that will be provided by you know the mini game project. So the mini game project provided the enables the players to play the game by the collection level. So if you play, Wrecked Wolf gets some points, and you know the points can be turned into certain monetary incentives. And when you stake your NFT, you will become one of the holders that will that you know the incentives will be distributed to. So that kind of thing will be enabled just choosing to add the functionality to be integrated with your collection, and it will, you know, it will let the holders decide, you know, the utilities they want to add, and you know, maybe adding some more dynamics that they wanted to add, and you know, it will become a part of your community more fun and active, and. So yeah, it was just an example that I thought of, you know, that is, you know, one of the ideas that we have right now and we are now building. And so the whole point is that we want to provide infrastructures that, you know, the builders can build on top of that, and also provides a lot of, you know, possible utilities and dynamics that, you know, can be also integrated into your NFTs decided by the holders. So we truly believe that, you know, the future of the NFTs and the utilities of NFTs can be decided by the holders, by the community. And, you know, we want to provide the environment where you can actually do that. So, yeah, I was kind of rumble explaining it, but I think I really wish, you know, you can understand my point. If it wasn't clear, please ask me questions again. So I will, you know, explain it again to you guys all.
Yeah, I think that's the unique difference between One Planet and OpenSea. OpenSea is just a marketplace, and One Planet is kind of a one-stop shop for launching NFT projects. And as I think I mentioned earlier, the goal here is for you to focus on your art, to focus on your community, to focus on your utility, and that's it. And not focus on the tech, right? Which is very tricky. I mean, it's surprising because we're coming from Terra, and you just kind of gave it to Randomer or Luart or you guys, and y'all took care of it, and then you had your NFT. But if you're on Ethereum, you know, and your contract is exploitable, it can go wrong very quickly. And we've seen a lot of big projects that had issues with their contracts and that got, you know, exploited. More recently, right, Akumu's, you could kind of loop the mint. So their whitelisting process didn't work at all. And, you know, you could bot the mint. So all these things, you know, as a as an artist or a project developer or even as a community member, you don't really care about, you know, the back end of it all. You care about the experience. And that's what you'll get, I think, at One Planet. Or that's where my hope really is, to get that full experience without having to think about, oh, I'm when connecting to the this website, I should use a burner because I'm going to get drained, right? That's kind of what we're doing right now, using all these burners because we're afraid of connecting on certain websites. But having this one-stop, reliable, and trustworthy place, I think it's going to be something refreshing and different that we haven't seen. I don't know why, though. It's curious, but that's my opinion. Bess, you had any comments on this? Oh, or Inch, go ahead.
Yes, so actually, we think it is really important for us to have a place where you can trust and use. And, you know, especially with NFT projects, you know, all the projects have their own websites, their own Discord, and, you know, their own, you know, Twitter and social medias. But, you know, it is really hard for us to tell which one is genuine. And even if it is genuine, we don't really know if we can trust the functions that will, you know, when we connect the wallet, what will happen after that. But, you know, if there is a platform that actually verifies that, you know, it is the trustful link and it is the it is a smart contract that you can trust and you can connect your wallet, actually that also adds the value as, you know, as a platform. So that is what we think a platform builder should provide to the community. And, you know, it will allow us to, you know, compete with, you know, Web2 environments. So you are not really reluctant to, some of you will, but, you know, when you're using your Google account, you know, it really doesn't make you feel uncomfortable with it. But, you know, when you are connecting your wallet to a certain website, even though it is needed, but, you know, we want to provide a hub where you can believe and also provide the technical supports and all, you know, also with utilities that can be added if you want to edit. And, you know, so, yeah, we are concentrating on providing the values that can be added as a platform, not only just a marketplace where we can enable you to trade, and that is it. So, yeah, that will be a huge difference. And I don't know if I can leak any more alpha here, but, you know, we are really actively discussing how we can provide a place where people can talk about their NFTs and also, you know, get incentives by doing that. And also, you know, One Planet will be fully decentralized in the near future. We've always been aiming that. We truly believe a entity or a company cannot own the NFT environment or NFT ecosystem. So it always will have to be the community's platform. And, you know, the protocol fees generated through your trades will be redistributed to the owners. So, yeah, to talk about what happened on our treasury on Terra, we've never used a penny of the protocol fees we've been acquiring through the trades that happened on One Planet. But, you know, we've been saving it so we can redistribute it when we decentralize our platform. But unfortunately, it became penny after the crash. But, you know, we are still aiming to do the same on Polygon. And, you know, maybe in the future as a multi-chain marketplace. So, yeah, we truly believe it should be owned by the community, and the community decides what the infrastructure player, the platform provider should, you know, focus on. And we will just become the team behind that and who provides the, you know, the realizing the decision that is made by the community. So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, very cool. I heard multi-chain too, so I guess y'all are thinking maybe one day to expand. I don't know if you can talk about that, Alpha, but we're going to do it one chain at a time, right?
Yeah, that is so true. Actually, we will focus on Polygon, of course. We'll focus on Polygon because we truly believe it is the chain where we can build all the possibilities, you know, to begin with. But, you know, As a, you know, when we talk about the meta around Web3 since the, you know, block of the multi-chain and cross-chain future is, you know, right in front of our nose, I guess. So, you know, we cannot really exclude that possibility. So, yeah, so, you know, eventually we think that, you know, from which chain your NFT is coming from won't really matter after all. But it will just, you know, in terms of, it will just verify where, you know, how you should use your NFT to be, you know, operable with other functions or something. So yeah, actually, I think it is kind of obvious future that everybody can agree on. But, you know, we are telling you that Polygon is a very great starting point, and especially, you know, in terms of the aspect that Ethereum 2.0 is coming, and Polygon will be always at the center of the expansion. So yeah, I think, you know, multi-chain is the future that, you know, nobody can avoid, but Polygon will become the best place to start this, you know, multi-chain exploration.
Yeah, it will be exciting for sure. If anyone else has any questions for this AMA, we're coming around the hour. Bess, did you have any questions for Inch?
Not at the moment. Let me check a bit the chat to see if there is something there.
Yeah, we have a lot of questions in the chat. The Rect will, oh, Ghost is coming up. This is good. He has a nice voice, just like PVR. Go ahead, Ghost.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well, man.
So I got a question for Inch. Using One Planet on Polygon, will we be able to list and buy NFTs using stablecoins?
So there's a good news that USDC is now native on Polygon. So we'll start from the native token, Matic, but, you know, the stablecoin is the right next option that we are now, you know, discussing to integrate to One Planet on Polygon. Because I think, you know, we all know the advantage of using the stablecoins while you trade your assets. So we are definitely considering the adoption of USDC as one of the currencies that is integrated on One Planet on Polygon. But, you know, I cannot really tell when it will be at this moment. But, you know, it will not, it won't take that long. I can say that.
People are also asking, that's a great question, Ghost, because I remember, you know, for the minting, right, it's really nice when you can have that stable coin, because then the project knows how much they're going to get and the user knows how much they're going to pay. When we initially wanted to mint Wrecked Wolves, I think it was free Luna we were asking, which was at the time, like, I don't know, $120 or $150. And then Luna went to 100 something. It became like $300. So we you know, we said we'll switch it to UST, right? Because it made no sense. Anyways, so the other question we have here in the chat is, you mentioned Matic. What about Wrapped ETH? Is that something that's going to be available?
So Wrapped ETH is, you know, also the option that we are considering, because we could see that, you know, maybe the community, which is native on Polygon, is maybe really used to, really familiar with the trades using Wrapped ETH. But, you know, we're, you know, definitely considering it, but Matic, which is the native token of, you know, the Polygon POS network, is the top priority. And next to that, it will be the stable coins. So yeah, Wrapped ETH, we're definitely considering, but, you know, our top priority is Matic and the stable coin.
Sounds good. I can appreciate that, right? Most NFTs trade in their native coins on their respective blockchain. Just it's nice to have different payment options. And I guess on payment options, I'm going to add another one here. What about fiat? So onboarding, you know, directly to One Planet to buy NFTs with a credit card or a variation of that. And to push it further, offboarding as well. Off-ramping?
So, yeah, we are definitely working with a few projects for providing on-off ramps of fiat, and also, you know, some of the projects for also providing wallet on-ramps. So, yeah, we are doing our best to provide that option also for the community when we are opening our marketplaces again in Polygon. But you know, I cannot really tell when it will be when it will be integrated, you know, for sure, because there will be a lot for us to check. So we don't really want to, you know, just hurry. We don't really want to hurry when it is related to the money that our users will, you know, use. So we want everything to work perfectly and it is totally safe when we want to deploy it. But, you know, definitely fiat on ramp and fiat on or on off ramp is, you know, what we're considering. And, you know, you'll be able to see that in a near future, I guess. But, you know, off ramp is actually something a little bit different from, you know, on ramp on the back end. So I think on ramp will come first and then off ramp will come, you know, after that.
That's very cool. Thanks.
So is there anyone else that would like to come understand and ask something or share? Okay. Probably I have a question that is more about the Polygon Studio. And what is, if you know a bit more about in general, what is their vision in terms of developing themselves in the NFT space, and how especially they are moving in the last period, and what are their plans for the next 6 months or 12 months, if you know about it?
So Polygon Studios is a organization that is in charge of, you know, gaming, NFT, and metaverse aspect of the blockchain. And Polygon Studios always say that, you know, their goal is to bridge the whole world to Web3. And they also believe NFT will be at the center of, you know, that, you know, bridging process, you know, representing all the things that can be turned into Web3 assets, whatever you want to represent there. So yeah, Polygon Studios is focused on, you know, bridging everything that was possible on our real world and also on Web2 to Web3 spaces. So yeah, they are very focusing on supporting the integrations of the projects like, you know, not only the Web3 native projects, but also you know, opening the doors of the Web3 spaces to the projects, you know, like, you know, huge brands like, you know, Meta, Stripe, eBay, and also, you know, global IPM brands like Adidas Prada, Dolce & Gabbana. But not only about that, I think maybe you're not really interested in Web2 integrations, but, you know, they are focusing on providing the whole, you know, connections with the technologies that is being built on Polygon. So if you want to build something to be as good as what we had on real life or, you know, Web2, but it wasn't really easy for you to do it because, you know, the technology here is more complicated, they're, you know, providing the helps so the projects can enable, realize the future they have been dreaming on Web3. So yeah, that is what they are doing, and they are highly valuing the importance of the community to, you know, make it happen. So yeah, I think that is the reason they wanted to partner up with the builders from Terra and the community, the fascinating community that we had. So yeah, I think I was kind of lost when I was answering to your questions. So if you can ask the specifics that, you know, that I didn't answer, I'll be happy to answer the rest.
No worries. Thanks. And another interesting thing that I see on Polygon, it is a really, as you mentioned before, it's a chain really focused on gaming, and there is also a lot of guild game culture there, and I think that there is a possible synergy between the PFP, the future PFP projects, and the gamings that is already there, because, you know, the advantage that the PFP communities have is the community, and the gamings and the guilds that are there, they they develop the whole network, the tools, the games, and they need communities. So here, how do you foresee a potential synergy and partnership between the PFP projects, the future PFP projects, and the games that are already present on the Polygon, if there is any possibility?
Yeah, I guess there is a lot of possibilities of the synergies that can be made, you know, among those existing gaming and metaverse projects, and also gaming guilds and, you know, NFT DAOs and the PFP projects that will come on Polygon, because, you know, it always, you know, generates the, you know, network effects when they can be integrated. So, you know, think about RectWolf being used on whatever metaverse projects. So what is your favorite gaming projects? Tell me. let's think about it together.
Okay, it's not existent, but it's Star Atlas.
Star Atlas. So actually, you just broke my imagination engine. But, you know, so think about, you know, you can use RectWolf on Star Atlas. So there will be, of course, native assets and native characters on Star Atlas. But, you know, if it is compatible, if it is, you know, interoperable with, you know, RectWolf NFTs, maybe you can also bring some kind of memes together with, you know, RectWolf and, you know, minted on the Star Atlas, you know, and if you can, you can exchange it with, you know, the posters maybe, or any other, you know, any other native, and any other native NFTs that exist on Star Atlas, you know, it will be. Actually, I think, you know, the example was, you know, really weird. The example was really weird, but, you know, so yeah, actually you can form a community also on the gaming or also on the metaverse. So that was, you know, that was what I was trying to say. So you can't also feed the informations that you're researching with RectWolf community, but you can also play games as a guild, a party on, you know, the game, whatever game you guys are playing, and you can also share the yields that you are, you know, earning through, you know, playing this P2E games. So yeah, just like, you know, mining pools, you know, if you can only play 30 minutes a day, I think it won't be really meaningful if you are concentrated and played in game those games in terms of the earnings that you could make. But, you know, if you can make a pool and think about the future that RectWolf, the whole RectWolf community is playing games all together, and when when there is a smart contract that will enable you to, you know, store all the yields that is generated while you play the games, and you get distributed by the times that you could play. So maybe in 30 minutes, it wasn't meaningful, but you can, top it up, and you can, if you can do it all together with your community, it will be more fun and more efficient and effective. So yeah, that will, you know, if you want to do that, it wasn't really easy for you to do if you are just based in the games, you know, community. But, you know, if the game can enable those, you know, PFP project communities to become a part of it, and also maybe enable their profile pictures to be used as a character on the gaming, it will also make it more fun, and, you know, it will make your community to be engaged with each other more often, and, you know, to be connected in more various ways. So I think we can think about, you know, very dynamic futures, how those will be integrated. So maybe your wolf doesn't really have to be, you know, a sole wolf on the gaming, but maybe you can wear a helmet that is, you know, just looks same with your wolf. I think it will be more dope if it is trippy wolf. So yeah, so there will be a lot of possibilities that will be open if we can start integrating and making it interoperable with each other. And so there is unique value of, you know, PFP projects with their unique community, and there is, you know, a unique utility of the gaming projects and metaverse projects. So Yeah, I think, you know, there will be a lot of possibilities, and we, One Planet, want to become a kind of, you know, bridge that would enable for you to do that. So we'll not only just connect the projects to each other to make some collabs, but, you know, we will also engage in as a platform that will make it easier for the whole process to be realized. And, you know, maybe, you know, think about if the project it is minted on One Planet, there is a partner metaverse project that will allow those projects to be shown up and to be used on a certain region of the metaverse project. So yeah, in certain region, it will be possible for you to use those NFTs. And you know, if you make a certain, if your project's community can score, you know, higher than certain bar through doing certain kind of activities within the game or the metaverse, you know, you will be also allowed to be, you know, integrated with more, you know, wide regions or maybe to the whole projects or something. I think, you know, there are a lot of possibilities, and, you know, we will start realizing all those possibilities through discussing the possible ways and, you know, what will be, you know, more fun and what will be more effective to make this all technologies to prosper better than ever. So yeah, I want to discuss things all together with the project teams and community, and we'll always listen to it. And you know, when we figure out a best way to do it, we want to provide all the helps that we can do.
Yeah, that's cool. Thanks a lot. There are a lot of possibilities here, and as we can see, there are a lot of things already on Polygon, so the tools, the analytics, also I would say volume, money, games. So there are a lot of things, and for me, what was always missing on Polygon, that was a sense of a community, because until now, as we saw, the Polygon program was treated more like an escape from the gas fees on Ethereum, and that is probably the last missing piece for Polygon that they have to focus now, and they have probably also to invest heavily on. It is to create communities. So yeah, that what excited me the most about this having the trippy walls on Polygon, it is to see if it works or not. To as an experiment to see if really we can create those small communities that at the moment probably they are missing. They are present only on in the games, but not for the PFP projects. And if that works, it's really, really cool.
It will work.
That's cool. Okay, so is there anyone else that would like to participate or to ask something? Okay, we are already here, 1 hour 15 minutes, so I would say that we also can wrap up it a bit. Thanks a lot, everyone, for being here. Thanks One Planet for organizing it and also offer the possibility for all the projects on Terra. I would say that it's a good opportunity for us to explore a new chain with the Trippy Wolf collection. So we found also different meaning for it. And let's say, let's try it. Let's try and let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, thanks everyone. And then hear you around. Bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Trippy Planet, an AMA with One Planet, hosted by Wrecked Wolf, recorded on Tuesday, June 14th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support.
In the darkest of times, when the phoenix arises out of the ashes like some burned up papyrus, open the sarcophagus and release the virus. Got a lump in your throat like tonsillitis. When the flags go up like everyone is righteous, spending government checks, sniffing up the white dust. The previous generation wants to be just like us. Fuck that shit, I'm trying to be like Mike was. Drop the bias and you might survive this. The mummy coming through to remind your highness. I might just buy up my own fucking island, build a little bunker, then wait for the timer. Countdown to zero, day exploiting every exploit in your internet sex toys and emitting vibrations through the ether. Did you just come? Me either. If you look at the bright side, we're lost at the right time, blindly following stars in the night sky. Part of me might ride away with the prize fight, man versus everything else until the time's right. Unleash the Kraken, no wait, that was crack. Fuck, now everybody feeling all amped up, fucking like bunnies to the national anthem. Ugly little shits eating up all our rhythm, mishandling the captions, who has the answer, holding our attention for ransom. Fed up with all the red tape and the boring template, like it matters if it's a blue or red state. Charged every month and we can't even cancel. Feeling distressed? Fuck it, kill the damsel. Fuck yeah, spread it like we're on some undead shit and pass the bitch around like a meme from Reddit.
In the beginning, it was suggested that the mortality rate would be 5% and the numbers are so much higher.
We're not ready for the next epidemic.
And so if your oxygen level falls too low and it cannot be kept up with just what we call nasal cannulas or rebreathing oxygen masks, if you can't get enough oxygen from that, then they will intubate the patient.
Imagine a world in which an old dying man's last dying wish is fulfilled.
Alexa? Can you play that one C-Fi space where he clowned all the Safe Moon and XRP bag holders and then told everyone to buy Luna because it was going to 1,000?
I'm confused why we're not talking about the fact that you can easily, like, 300x your money on XRP. Like,
you know,
I was looking
son,
at the TikTok,
I remember a time.
And it's
Alexa,
guaranteed, obviously.
Enough. I'm trying to reminisce now. I remember a time before Terra Spaces existed, when things that were said on random Twitter spaces would just get lost to the proverbial black hole of time.
That's the best bet.
Why isn't Luna in wind turbines?
Hey, guys,
I'm reading all about these wind
guys,
turbines.
Guys, do you mind if I explain Cardano a little bit? Because I've been in Cardano since like 2018 and I can give you a full breakdown.
Just when you thought it was safe to shill shitcoins.
Oh my god, you guys, I don't know what to do. So much blood. It's so red.
From the creators of Your Exit Liquidity, in association with We All Love to Hear Ourselves Talk, Inc. For more information, go to terraspaces.org/donate. Terra Spaces.